Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters. Sister Mary Ellen lives in Woodruff, Wisconsin, and her preaching today is entitled A New Kind of Thinking.
A reading from the Good News according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1:00 p.m. The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a saying often heard in psychology that goes like this: you don't think your way into a new kind of living. You live your way into a new kind of thinking. I'm reminded of this truth as I hear this gospel. A royal official came to Jesus and asked him to heal his son. At first, Jesus chided him for looking for signs and wonders. Was this man so desperate for his son's life that he was in a mode of magical thinking? Maybe, but maybe not. As the royal official continued to beg for this favor from Jesus, it seems that Jesus was convinced that the concern of the father was authentic. The man's faith was authentic. He was desperate and would have done anything to keep his son. So Jesus relents, but doesn't go to the official's house as requested. He performs what we might call a long-distance miracle. We might even say today a virtual miracle. Jesus sends the man home and tells him not to worry. All will be well. Imagine for a moment what was going on in the mind of that official. He had been pleading with Jesus for help, and Jesus sends him home. Then we're told quite plainly, the man believed and left. Picture that man. How would you have felt? I'd guess that he had a new spring in his step, a fresh attitude in his mind, a new outlook on life. Maybe he himself had been healed as well. That man was living his way into a new kind of thinking. He must have known with his whole being that his son would be well, and so the father, too, was well. Then when his slaves came to meet him with the good news, he must have been thrilled. Yes, he and his household came to believe. all of them were healed. A new life was in store for them. What does that tell us about the power of prayer? Do you and I have the courage to truly believe that to ask is to receive, to seek is to find, and to knock is, in fact, to have the door open to us, even if we don't get the results right away, even if we never really see the results? You may go, your son will live.